Well, this is going to be short and to the point, I think. I just want to remind everybody something, that your dreams can come true if you're willing to fight for them. You have to fight for your dreams. You have to fight for the life of your dreams. You have to fight to be free. You have to fight to be an entrepreneur. You have to fight to be successful. You have to fight the naysayers when you say, I'm going to leave my job. You have to fight the naysayers when you say, I want a better job. You have to fight some forces out there when you go, you know what? I'm going to leave here to pursue a better position at another company. You're going to have to fight for it. Change requires a fight. It just does. It just does. I don't know why it is, man, but there's people always in our lives somewhere who are going to fight us on decisions that we make about ourselves. I don't know why that is, but it seems to happen for everybody. All of us have to fight to get through to the other side. You have to fight through the wall of fear. You have to fight through doubt. You have to fight through confusion. You got to fight through the naysayers. You got to fight through haters. You got to fight through the fact that it didn't go your way. You have to fight through the fact that you got up and you just wasn't feeling yourself today. You got to find a way to fight through. You got to find something in you that makes you keep fighting even when you don't. There's a poem, a stanza in a poem that says, if you can force your heart, your nerve, and your sinew to serve its turn long after it has gone, when there is nothing left within you except the will to say to them, hold on. You have to fight like that. Now, the funny thing about that line in that poem, I think that's if. And the stanza says, if you can force your heart, your nerve, and sinew. Sinew is the fibers that holds all your insides together. They call that sinew, those tendons or whatever it is, that stuff, that there's lines and cords and fibers that hold your heart and organs and all that stuff in place. If you can force your heart, nerve, and sinew to serve your turn long after it is gone, when there's nothing left within you except the will to say to them, hold on, that's how you got to fight. That's how you got to fight. And it's all right, but make it a good fight. Don't lay down. Don't let nobody punk you out your dreams. Don't let nobody trick you out of what God has for you. Don't let the fact that you got to fight stop you from fighting. Life is a fight, man. It's a dog fight out here. They not walking money up to your house. I'm sorry. They not passing out checks. They don't send free money to nobody's house. You got to do something to get it. And if you really want to get it, you are involved in a fight, like it or not. That is what we are in. We are in a fight. So get with it. Stop punking out. It ain't time for that. You in a fight. We are in a fight. Let's go. That's what it is every day. And if you think it's not, keep sitting up in here letting life slap you upside your head, because that's exactly what it's going to do. You're in a fight, folks. You're in a fight for your dreams. You are in a fight for the life God has for you. You are in a fight for your future. You are in a fight for your promotion. You're in a fight for advancement. You're in a fight to do life better. You are in a fight to have more. You are in a fight to succeed. You are in a fight to overcome. You are in a fight to beat illness. You are in a fight every day of your life. What you think this is? You got to fight and make it a good fight. And here's the tip to fighting. If you have God in your life, you will not lose the fight. Period. That's all I got to tell you. If you have God in your life, you will not lose the fight. If you include him in the process, see, in all of my fights, he is my partner. He my tag team partner. When I tag him in, Everybody in the ring need to clear it. All the people that take me to court falsely, all the people who lie about me falsely, all the people who try to bring me down for self-gain, I'm not over here by myself. I am protected by a scripture, Isaiah 54:17, that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Come for me if you want to. I'm going to hand you the scripture and get out the way. I've seen him do it for me too many times. But I know I'm in a fight. I just don't go to the fight alone. You can't take a knife to a gunfight. Put God in your life and you cannot lose the fight. Because that's what we're in. We're in a fight. You feel me?
Yes, sir.
Drop the mic, baby.
Not Steve.
That was a good one, Steve.
Nothing over.
Ooh, that was good.
You got to fight him.
You got to fight for your dreams. Thank you, Steve, for that.
Good job, man.
Well, y'all have a great weekend.
Yep.
You good with that.
Man, I really got to think of what I'm going to do because you're not going to believe this. Now that we've gone now full-time Family Feud, the talk show season is over. But I got a weekend off.
Get you some
I want y'all
backs.
To think of what I can do this weekend. Active, not just barbecuing, but get active.
Okay. All right, well, thank you, sir.
Y'all have a great weekend.
It is.